Okay, it's February 28th, I think, 1991.
Yes, it is.
And I'm at Carl Davis's place on Coon Creek. He's going to play some dulcimer tunes.
I'm going to play a little bit of Soldier's Joy. Sourwood Mountain. Thank you. I'm going to try a little bit of Unclouded Day. We'll try a little bit of an old timer here called Sugar and the Gourd. This, I'm going to try an old tune that my father used to play years ago. He called Gathering Buds. Thank you. I'm going to try a little bit of Mississippi Sawyer. Try a little bit of Mississippi Sawyer. Try a little West Virginia Hills. Thank you. Well, when I first started playing, I was about 8 years old, and my father had an old dulcimer, and he wouldn't hardly let us fool with it, but my mother would let me get it up in the bed, and I'd sit in the middle of the bed. And the first tune that I learned to play was Coming Around the Mountain. I'm going to try that Coming Around the Mountain, the first tune I ever learned to play. I'm going to play another old hymn here in the Sweet By and By. I'm going to try another old one here, Bury Me Beneath the Weeping Willow. Thank you. try an old timer called a lop-eared mule. Try a little bit of an old Casey Jones. Try a little bit of the lop-eared mule.
You and Ivan?
Me and Ivan. Nobody else had a dulcimer. He got up there and he played. He could play Soldier's Joy, and he played some of them, and I could second him on that little old banjo uke, and that little old banjo uke was a ringing thing. Now, I'll tell you, it had brackets on it, and just looked like a regular banjo. It was a banjo uke, boy, that was the ringing scene. It wasn't as loud as that banjo mandolin, but now it did do a good job, and buddy, I'd second him.
And what were his tunes?
Well, he could play Bonus Park Retreat, and Darkstown Settler's Ball, that was his favorite. He played that. He could play Golden Slippers, Soldier's Joy, and he could play several tunes. That's funny, you know, you just, if anything, man didn't take care of stuff like that and tape that. Of course, back then we didn't have no such thing as a tape recorder. Yeah. Didn't know what it was.
I'm gonna turn this on and get some of this, ask you some history about this.